Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata D'Shmaya, our previous shiur, where we were talking about the Rambam, Melachim 9:4, and we saw a slew of kashas, just al yamin ve'al smol. We piled them up, and now we are going to begin the mahalach to answer the kashas. And again, this is based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi, Hagoyin HaGadol, a muflav and a muflag of Manzitzel. So it appears as follows. The Meiri and Afnan Zayin and Sanhedrin writes that the Chiyuv Misa v'bnei Noach b'tshreifa v'lifnei Chaya v'yochol lahatzil v'chayotze b'zeh shebi Yisrael chayobim m'misa אלא שאין בייזדין ממיסים, שהרי אף בישראל רשוי המלך להורגון. עד כאן מדבריו הקדושים. זאת the מאירי, that the חיוב מיסה בבני נויח, if he kills it שריפה, or if he places somebody in front of a wild devouring animal, or if he kills a roidef that he could have prevented his act of redifa by merely injuring him. So all these cases, a Jew is chayav misa also. A Jew is also chayv misa. Just based in is not memis. However, a king is allowed to kill. So since a king is allowed to kill, so we say that by b'nei noach, even the based in kills. That's where the chiyuv misa b'nei noach comes from. From the fact that by Yisrael, a king is allowed to carry out the capital punishment. ועיין בזה ברמב״ם, בפרק בייז מרויצח, הלוך הדלד, there the Rambam writes, וכל אלו, הרצחונים וחיוצים, ישנו חייב מיסס בייזדן, referring there to the various forms of killing, putting him in front of an animal, hiring someone else, etc. So you don't get them with the Beis Din, but a king can kill them. He's allowed to, and a Beis Din can also do it out to Rasha. The Or Sameach also writes like the Meiri, and we have to understand Ma'inyan Zela Zeh. What does one have to do with the other? Why did the Meiri and the Or Sameach make contingent the killing of the B'nai Noach on the fact that a king is allowed to kill the Yisrael and not Bariga's Beis Din? Usually you want to find a precedent, find it in the Beis Din. Why is the precedent here the Melech? So it would appear from this that the Yisod of the Isser and the Chiyuv that the Rambam writes in all of these cases over here in Melachim 9:4, the Geder is, hold on tight, K'mitzvahs pirya v'rivya. Like the mitzvah of Puruvu, that Tosis writes in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Divra Maschel Shenemar, Gitin Mem Aleph Amid Beis, Divra Maschel Lo Tohu, that you force the master to free an Eved, Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Choyer, and the half Eved, half free, is not for the Kiyum of the mitzvah of Piriya v'Rivya, but rather because of the mitzvah rabbah, because of the great mitzvah of lo tohu b'ra'ah l'shevet yitzara, ayein sham b'divrei ha'tosfot. And the problem is that there is no mitzvah essay like this in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So he says, Tos says, It's not for Pir Verivya. It's for Lo Tobra. God did not create the world to be desolate. God created the world to be inhabited. But there is no such mitzvah in the Minyan of Mitzvahs. So how is this better? How is this preferable than the mitzvah of Pir Verivya? So Rabbeinu explained in the Be'er Miriam and Chelek Beis, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet, Os Beis, that what this means is that this is the Ikar HaBriya, Lekach Yitzara. And this Ikium is a Hafkoe from the Etzem Mitzius HaBriya. This lack of Kium is Mafkia from the very reality of our creation, of the Vinat Makayim Lo Toa Bara. It's Ois Bria. So it's impossible, and there is no right of this Eved that he should live in a way that is against the Iker Metzius of the Bria. And therefore, we must free him. We must force the master to free him. Otherwise, he's not allowed to, not be able to have children. And so I see what Rabbeinu says over there. That a person who is not Oisek Bepiria Verivia is Ki'ilu Shoifech Domim. It's as if he spilled blood. And the Inyan is, like we explained, that Shvichus Domim is against the Metzius Habriya, because the Metzius Habriya is life. Shvichus Domim is against the Metzius HaBriya. So therefore, if a person is not Oisek in Pir Verivya, he's Shofech Damim, because he's going against the reality of creation, which is for life, and he's not being Oisek in life. Behariga Oisek neged Metzius shel HaBriya. Umeprina zo, Yosak Bepir Verivya. Yosak Bepir Verivya, not being Oisek in Pir Verivya, is the same gather. And so to Embracious Rava, Parak Lamada, Parsha Lamadalid. It says there about killing Al Yidei Chaya, Al Yidei Shliach. And it says there that Ritzicha Mima'etes is Hadmus. And so to not being Makayim Piri Verivia. Ritzicha is Mima'et Hadmus of Hashem Kiviyachol Kiviyachol. And so too, not having children. And that's what Ben Azai meant in Yevamis, that he was brought up a pir v'rivia, ma'eset nafshi nafshi chashka b'toira, ev shalom she'iskai ma'idechem, let the world exist through others. Ham chayshek, I have a chashka satoira. What do you mean, yiskai ma'olam ba'acherim? You have a mitzvah, Rebbe Ben Azai. So it's a mitzvah shebegufa, look. I'm busy learning, let other people daven. My pitom, I have a mitzvah to daven. Achen, yesh kan nidon mitzad mitzvat pirya v'rivya. V'yesh kan nidon mitzad mitzius ha'olam. There's one nidon mitzad the mitzvah of pirya v'rivya, and there is another mitzad the mitzius of the world. You have to be mishtatef in the mitzius of the world. You have your own personal mitzvah, and then you have the mitzius ha'olam. You also have to be a partner in that. So when it comes to his personal mitzvah, Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, like the Rambam says in Ishas 15:2. And that's what he meant when he said, Nafshki chashka b'toira. What about the world? What about kiyum ha-olam? There's no patur of Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah when it comes to kiyum ha-olam. So in that, Ben Azai says, Efshar lo'olam l'skayim al-yidei acherim. Hey, and that, the fact that the world can exist by others, so you're not mevatel Talmud Torah, somebody else can do the mitzvah. So as far as his own personal mitzvah goes, of having children, So Isaac be mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. And what about the world? What about the world? The world still needs to exist. So the answer is that the world will exist through others. There's a mitzvah shef shel is kaim ha'idei acherim. So let me just continue learning. So therefore, Ben Azai said, on both ends, I'm cool. My own personal mitzvah, I say mitzvah, and a mitzvah. And as far as the world goes, let the world be miskaim through others. ויין ברמב"ם בפרק ד' מהלכות רוצח הלכה ט', שכתב בדין רוצח שמכניס אינו ישראל לכיפה, we have in the Rambam, רוצח 4:9, it says there, that if you have a guy who killed, but you don't have proper testimony, what do you do? Kainsen Isai Lakipa, you put him in a cage, and you give him lechem tsaro mayim lachatz, and you give him very little food, then you give him some barley, so that his stomach bursts. The Rambam there says, that was halacha ches. The Rambam in halacha tes writes, ואין עושים דבר זה לשאר מחויבי מיסס פייסדין. אבל אם יש חייב מיסה, ממיסה מייסו, ואם אינו חייב מיסה פייצ'נוסו. That's only a murderer. But other מחויבי מיסס פייסדין, יש חייב, יש חייב, יש חייב, יש חייב. שאף על פי שיש עוונס חמור משפיכוס דומים, אין בהם השחוסנס יישובו של עולם כשפיכוס דומים. You're right, there are עוונס that are worse than שפיכוס דומים. But there is nothing that so corrupts the world like Shvichos Damim. Even Avodah Zarah, Arayis, Chil Shabbos, it's all geferlich. It's terrible, but it's not Ritzicha. Because those are Ben Adam Lamakom, and this is Ben Adam Lachavero, and a person has this Avon, he's a Rosh HaGamur. And all the mitzvahs that he does in his life don't count. Are not as, I don't want to say don't count, but are not equal to this one Avera. And boy, is what they call today in Israel, Tanur Sheva, he's going to have, he has some very serious punishment awaiting him. Okay, so murder is a very, very serious infraction. That's the Rambam. As mefurash shezeh hageder, ma geder? What's the geder of shvichus damim? Hashchosas yishuvo shel olam. That's what this person does when he kills. He's mashchis yishuvo shel olam. So what's the inyan of period of Arivia, we said before, of Lo Tobra L'Shevis Yitzara? The opposite, Yeshuva Shalom. Notice that this is the Metzias of the Bria. The Metzias of the Bria is that you don't kill. People have to stay alive, and then you bring people into the world. You don't remove them from the world. The Netziv writes in the HaMikdover, Parashas Noach, Perek Tes, Posukei, Shebimulchama ain iser ritzicha. It's a very big question. How are you allowed to go to war? The answer is, guys, let's say he wants to even go to a foreign army, an American army. Let's say, how's he allowed to kill the enemy? See, he says there's no iser ritzicha because kach naisa de olam. That, unfortunately, is the way the world was founded. Lots and lots of war. Ain shaman in itziv. And that's what we're saying, that ritzicha is against the aside of the world. It's against the foundation of the world, and a milchama is part of the yisod ha'olam. That's the way the world is, and therefore there's no iser ritzicha, because ritzicha is mitzad hashchosas ha'olam, that the world can't be nishchas achar amabu. That's where the pasuk is in Noah. V'achaz damchel nafshasecha medrash. V'afishtadlecham nilsham v'behemes damchel nilsham v'shafich me'ashofich damatzma. Even though I was matir taking the soul from an animal, but if one spills his own blood, then he's going to have to pay for it. Because before the Mabul, you weren't allowed to eat the animals. Now we're allowed to eat the animals. Why was it also to kill an animal? There's no issur with seif on an animal. The answer is that the pasuk is talking about the kiyum ha'olam. And it said kiyum ha'olam, beforehand we weren't allowed to kill animals. And now it was permitted, but not odom, because that's against kiyum ha'olam. So we're not allowed to do anything to we're not allowed to kill another person. That's the gather of all these cases. The Rambam says that a person's responsible, even if it's like grandma, but still, it's against Yeshua Shalom. And therefore, Harak Treifa, Kasim Asim Fnari, Nichab Rav Achimes, Harak Roidev, Shechol Atzil Bechad Meivarev, it's against Yeshua Shalom. V'yoseh Shapir, and now we understand nicely what we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on page 72b. V'hasroa asroidev shemasrin oisei reish Yisraelu v'hatoira amra shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishofech. That when we give hasroa to the roidev, we say, look, he's a Jew. And the Torah says, if you spill the blood of man in man, then your blood is spilled. But wait a second. It's telling him not to commit murder from that pasuk. That pasuk isn't the Machayev a Jew. That we have a pasuk called Lo Sirtzach. That's Machayev a Jew. Nokom Yinokim is Machayev a Jew. But this pasuk is talking b'chalal about Bnei Noach. So why do we quote that pasuk? Ayin b'tosefta b'perikid aleph the Sanhedrin halacha aleph uvechaz de David sham achen kanal haikra ubegedu mitzvah rabah delotol barah. This pasuk is included in this vast mitzvah of lo delotol barah. God did not create the world to be desolate. He created the world to be inhabited. So it's not one of the minyan mitzvahs, but it's miyisoido shel olam. It's the foundation of the world. And so to hasra, that one shouldn't kill. When you give hasra, we bring from this pasuk, even though this isn't a lav of ritzicha. The kanal have a yoser mitzvah rabbi milav de lo sirtzach ukoloso legabe mitzvah peri verivia. In other words, sometimes you have a formal aveira. Lo sirtzach is a serious aveira. But you have something even more fundamental than lo sirtzach. And that is this pasuk. Shofech dam adam ba'adam dam yishofech. Because that's the yisod of the world, that you're not allowed to kill a human being. It's against mitzvah ha'olam. We have a mitzvah of peri verivia. But there's something more basic than peri verivia. Peri verivia is a formalistic mitzvah. It's very nice. But there's something more basic than peri verivia. You know what that is? I'll tell you what that is. That's lo tov bara l'sheves yitzara. Because that's the yisod of the world. And that's why a Jew is now allowed to kill a goy. Rambam, Rotzeach 2:11, based in the Sigin Sanhedrin 57. Even an Ayin Beis Meir, Ebenezer, Simon Tezayin. That even though Lo Sirtzach is only talking about killing a Jew, like the Rambam writes in Rotzeach 1:1, so indeed there's no Lo Sirtzach, but he's mashchis es ha'olam, and he's included in ach damchem. And we tzad say yesh iser b'Yisrael. So he's destroying the world when he kills the guy. There's no official iser of lo sirtzach, but it's an hashchas es ha'olam. According to this, it would appear that le'inyan hashchasis ha'olam she'ein ikaro b'maisa iser, hashchasis ha'olam, which isn't primarily an act of iser, but rather it's creating a mitzius of destroying the world, destroying reality, destroying creation. It doesn't matter if it's a maisa b'yadayim or if it's a maisa b'grama. She'sof sof achrayuto letotza'a asura. Sof sof, he's responsible for the forbidden outcome. And that we see in the Rambam in Ritzicha 4:9, after he writes the Inyan of Hashchasis Olam Sheber Ritzicha, he adds from Achav, says, Say ulamad me achav oyveda voidizava, sharinamra bo rak lohaya ka achav, ugishanizdaru, avinosa vishuyosa lifne aloya ruchais, lay nimsa avon shechevo kloya, kloya shamdaver acher sheshoko kenegdo elad mainavois, shinoritates a ruch vatamad lifne Hashem. So he was a really bad Russian. But there was no avon that was mechayev him klaya that obligated him to be killed, other than the fact that he killed Nevos. And he didn't even do it by himself. He just brought it about. So kal v'chomer, if you do it yourself. Harei shebeinyan zeh sibev chamur kehoreg. So even being mesabev nisa, bringing it about, even though you don't do it directly, this is bad as actually killing. Kal v'chomer l'horeg b'yadai. Harei shebinyan ze sibev chamur kehoreg. So you see, that's what we're talking about here in the Rambam. Here it's your mesabev misa. It's like actually killing. And therefore, ben noach is chayev misa for that. Mishashanim l'david, Sanhedrin 9:5. He asks, from we learn in the Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah that if somebody, Misha Laka, you got Malkus, Vishanim, he repeated it, Bezim Machnisim also the Kippah, pays and puts him into this cage, and they give him Seorim until his Kresos Mizbakas. Rambam Paskin, Sanhedrin, 18:5. Mishavra al Isser Kares, when he says Bezdin, Behisrubo, Behirchen, Berosha, Yashasak, Lakiba Lava Sroe, Ein Harganosa Kamoshi Branavain Malk, and also Chazavasakach Visrubo, Behirchen Berosha Shasak, Ein Mimisim also Vain Malk, and also Chazapam Shlishis Vavisrubo. So the Rambam says here, somebody was over on Isser Kares or Mises Bezdin, and they gave him Hasra, and he wasn't makabel upon himself the Hasra, we don't kill him. You don't even give him Malkus if he did it again. Don't give malchus. He did it a third time. So then you're kontzen also b'kipat sheyamus. And in the previous halacha, halacha dalet, it says mishalaka b'beizdin alasir karis v'laka pam shni alasir karis atzmai v'kiyed chelev twice. So machnisin also l'kipa. That was what we learned in the Mishnah. And then you give him barley until the kreso misbakas. So the sefer Shishanim LeDavid is bothered. The Rambam writes in Rotzeach 4:9 that this kippah thing is only an inyan la Rotzeach. He says you only put the Rotzeach in this kippah and have him die. You only lock him up, not other people. So why does the Rambam here say other people as well? The Mishnah and the Rambam. So he answers, and look also in the Yeruchim Fish, Ravichon Shapela, and the Rasag, and the Psycho, the Chelik, and the Tzimach of Beis. So he answered, Dimashchis Nafsho Vidami Loraitseach. So this is a person who's a very destructive person. He just keeps doing Averis. And that's like we were saying before, that by Ashchas HaSoylam, Loishna Grama, Loishna Harek Atzmai, such a person is considered like a Rotzeach. And therefore, this person is also a Mashchis, who just keeps doing Averus and won't stop. He just is in the Makabel Asra. Or he does the same Avera twice. He was Loke Bebeizdin, and then he did it again for an Isser Kares, and then he did it again. If he eats the third time, you don't give him Malchus anymore, Machnis and also the Kippah, because he's a Mashchis Olam. So for Mashchisei Olam, they get Kippah, and that's what the Rambam says. You only give it to Rotzeach, but you also give it to other Mashchisei Olam. That's the Shoshana Ledevitz Teretz, and that's the Yisod of what we're saying, is that all these Rotzchim, even Begrama, they're all Mashchisei Olam. So, it's also the union of Otzah Zera Levatala. It's Geshai Ve'Echdam. It's also an union of Ashchasa. But it's called Mashch Zera Levatala. Mashch Zera. All right. There's still a lot more to say. And Mirtz Hashem, in the coming Shi'ulim, we will see more Neflos Mitaras Hashem. And continue working through this incredible sugya. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.